After a massive public uprising, Guatemalan President Otto Pérez Molina has resigned. His resignation came just hours after a judge approved the attorney general's arrest warrant for him. This follows Congress's surprising unanimous decision to strip the president of immunity from prosecution, bowing to popular pressure. Prosecutors said Pérez Molina will be charged with illicit association, taking bribes, and customs fraud. He's also being investigated for money laundering. We'll go to Guatemala City to speak with journalist Alan Nairn after headlines. The Obama administration has secured enough votes to ensure the future of the nuclear deal with Iran. On Wednesday, Maryland Senator Barbara Mikulski became the 34th senator to support the agreement. That means even if opponents in Congress pass a resolution to undermine the nuclear deal, Obama has enough votes to sustain his veto and uphold the Iran agreement. The victory comes nearly 2 months after Iran, the United States, and five other world powers reached the historic deal to curb Iran's nuclear activities. In Maryland, a judge has ruled six Baltimore police officers will face separate trials for the arrest and death of African-American resident Freddie Gray. At a hearing Wednesday, Judge Barry Williams refused defense attempts to dismiss the charges and remove prosecutor Marilyn Mosby from the case. Freddie Gray died in April after